The IAM beats out the Teamsters to represent United Continental Ramp Workers. DARPA reports a second hypersonic flight over the Pacific. And the first four-place electric plane makes its first flight. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, August 15th, 2011. The 2011 Wings over Camarillo Air Show is still on for this coming weekend, but one of the heavily promoted attractions on the program is not. UARC, the Ultimate Air Race Championship, which claimed weeks ago it had FAA approval to run its proposed multi-plane wingtip-to-wingtip pylon race, finally got around to actually seeking that FAA approval. As might be expected, the sport, promoted as being, quote, like NASCAR with airplanes, unquote, was deemed unsafe. FAA spokesman Ian Greger commented, quote, we put 8 inspectors on this, very experienced people, and we have been unable to approve their plan. We have worked hard on this program and given it our best effort, but safety has to come first, unquote. Aside from the safety issues involved in sending as many as 7 aircraft of highly varying performance through pylon gates at the same time to create paint-swapping excitement, some of the personnel choices didn't make for a warm fuzzy either, especially in the airshow community. David Riggs, who was promoted as UARC's chief pilot till June, is the same guy who was sentenced to jail time and community service for low passes over the Santa Monica Pier in an L-39 to promote a movie in 2008. He's also had other legal scrapes. Riggs has been promoted as having, quote, led the American team to victory in the 2010 China UARC races, unquote. Critics have pointed out that the event in China, while it drew a huge audience, was really a choreographed airshow performance, included only 3 planes, and featured only pilots from the U.S., making claims of an international competition or a win for the American team misleading. Riggs was officially dumped by UARC in June, but as late as yesterday was still being promoted by Wings Over Camarillo organizers as part of the UARC show. The FAA has reportedly offered to work with UARC to put together a demonstration flight program, not races, and would require supervised demonstrations before approval to do the routine at Camarillo. Find more detail in the text version of this story, dated April 13th, at aero-news.net, and watch for updates as this weekend's show approaches. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers emerged as a winner Thursday in an election to determine union representation for more than 14,000 fleet and ramp workers at the carrier formed by the merger of United Airlines, Continental Airlines, and Continental Micronesia. The election, which was conducted by the National Mediation Board, was between the IAM, which represented 6,800 United employees, and the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, which represented 7,300 workers at Continental Airlines and Continental Micronesia. IAM General Vice President Robert Roach Jr. attributes the win for IAM to, quote, an extensive network of highly energized organizers from all 3 carriers, unquote. He also notes the Teamsters negotiated an agreement that allowed Continental to outsource all ramp and fleet work, while IAM members at United had a contract that provided job security by guaranteeing work had to be performed by United employees. DARPA, the U.S. Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, says its Falcon Hypersonic Technology Vehicle 2, or HTV-2, successfully reached Mach 20 in the atmosphere in a test over the Pacific on Thursday. The idea is to create a craft that can fly from any point on Earth to any other point in less than 60 minutes. That requires a speed of about 13,000 miles an hour. More than 9 minutes of data was collected before an anomaly caused the loss of signal. Initial indications are the aircraft hit the Pacific Ocean along the planned flight path. Air Force Major Chris Schultz, DARPA HTV-2 program manager and a PhD in aerospace engineering, offered a progress report. Quote, here's what we know. We know how to boost the aircraft to near space. We know how to insert the aircraft into atmospheric hypersonic flight. We do not yet know how to achieve the desired control during the aerodynamic phase of flight. It's vexing. I'm confident there is a solution. We have to find it, unquote. Thursday's test flight was the second for HTV-2 and featured more than 20 air, land, sea, and space data collection systems. All that data will be crunched over the next few weeks, and Schultz promises, quote, we'll learn. We'll try again. That's what it takes, unquote. Pipistrel's new Taurus G4, which it touts as the world's first four-place electric aircraft, was voted the 9th most attractive aircraft on display by visitors at EAA AirVenture last month, but we didn't get to see it fly during the event. Part of the reason was a lack of an insurance provider willing to take a shot on a plane powered by 450 pounds of potentially flammable lithium polymer batteries. But Oshkosh is nothing if not a great place to network. A deal was struck for insurance at the show, and the first flight was finally made Thursday of last week at Whitman Regional Airport. The Taurus G4 was built by linking two Taurus G2 fuselages side by side with a 5-foot spar, looking a little like Scaled Composites' White Knight mothership. Unlike the G2, which is in production and available for sale, the G4 is a purpose-designed NASA race demonstrator, which the company hopes will win a chunk of the $1.65 million purse at the upcoming Cafe Green Flight Challenge. Up next on ANN, Dreamliner deliveries are on track to start next month. The total eclipse may soon fly Brazil's skies, and flat tires may be a thing of the past. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, August 15th. I'm Paul Plack. Boeing Commercial Airplanes CEO Jim Albaugh told Bloomberg late last week that only 24 flight hours remain in the certification test program for the 787 Dreamliner. Albaugh said he expected his team to log those test hours over the weekend, and that he further expects the FAA to hold its certification review board this week. If he's right, that would allow Boeing to make its first Dreamliner delivery to launch customer All Nippon Airways next month. Boeing claims a backlog of about 830 orders for the composite airliner and says it sold out through 2019. Delays in development and other hurdles have put the airplane 3 years behind its original schedule. Albaugh also said that certification of the 747-8 will extend the life of that four-decade-old design by another 30 or 40 years. He added the decision to hang new engines on the 737 means Boeing won't start building another all-new airplane until after 2020. LABACE, the 8th annual Latin America Business Aviation Conference and Exhibition, wrapped up Saturday in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Eclipse Aerospace displayed its total eclipse all week, and said Friday it expects to be able to announce the grant of Brazilian type certificate validation of the total eclipse in mid-September. ANAC, Brazil's National Agency for Civil Aviation, will issue the type certificate. Ken Ross, president of global services at Eclipse Aerospace, says of the relationship, quote, "We have enjoyed our technical cooperation between our team of specialists and those at the ANAC. We have received overwhelming support and excitement from the Brazilian aviation community," unquote. ANAC Airworthiness Project Manager Edilson Manicero concurs, quote, "We have enjoyed the opportunity to work with Eclipse Aerospace team, and we are looking forward to welcoming the operations of the Eclipse jet in Brazil," unquote. The total Eclipse twin-engine jet is refurbished and includes the all-new Avio Integrated Flight Management System and is certified for flight into known icing. It includes a tip-to-tail factory warranty, new paint, and a new interior. Lopresti Engineering's latest product is an airless aviation tire with a solid carbon fiber band embedded in the circumference of the tire. CEO R.J. Siegel claims, quote, "It's just about impossible to puncture this tire, and even if you could, it still wouldn't go flat. It's a completely airless system with load and suspension characteristics matched to the aircraft's needs," unquote. Their first product is specifically mated to Cirrus SR-20 and 22 airframes. Siegel believes 99% of pilots have never veered off the runway with a flat, but those who have may be among the first in line for this new tire. Quote, "Using this technology, we've seen improved performance in all measurable areas, wear, traction, and rolling resistance. We're so confident in the lifesavers, we're offering them with a 10-year warranty against a flat," unquote. And finally today, NASA-funded researchers have found more evidence that meteorites can carry DNA components created in space. Scientists have detected the building blocks of DNA in meteorites since the 1960s, but were unsure whether they were created in space or came from contamination by terrestrial life. The latest research indicates certain nucleobases, those are the building blocks of our genetic material, reach the Earth on meteorites in greater diversity and quantity than previously thought. The discovery adds to a growing body of evidence that the chemistry inside asteroids and comets is capable of making building blocks of essential biological molecules. The findings will be published in the online edition of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, in a Best of Bob, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves tells us about a relatively inexperienced family of pilots who planned and flew across country from New York to Alaska. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.